Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Masters Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Great show for you coming up over the next 30 minutes. We're getting ready to update you here in a little bit on what's going on so far at Augusta. We'll also break down some of the three-ball groupings that we have coming up. We got Xander Schauffele, Adam Scott, Victor Hovland getting ready to tee off in a couple more minutes. Rory, Bryson, John Rahm, they're going to start their tournament as well. So we'll get into some three-ball pairings here. We'll also talk some NBA futures. We obviously got the last couple days of the regular season before the playoffs get going next week. We'll look at some NBA futures. Our guy Jake Kassan going to join us later on in the show to talk some baseball. We'll also talk some NFL draft on the show today as well. Over at BetMGM, we have the markets up for which team are going to draft certain positions for their first pick in the upcoming draft. Couple of teams with some certain prices on which position they're going to draft that I really like. So we'll dive in to all of that, and then we'll give out our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments that you guys have for us, let us know. Chime in at the BetMGM Network. You can hit us up on X, on Twitch, on YouTube as well. Try to get to them over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show, make sure you guys check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. All right, let's get rolling on a Masters Thursday. We'll update you guys on what's going on at Augusta right now. Steven Yeager leading the way at 4 under par. He's currently on the par 5 13th hole. So Yeager off to a nice start. If you got a first round leader ticket on him, you're certainly sweating. Scottie Scheffler, shocker, playing really well at Augusta. Just finished up the front nine. He's 3 under as he's working his way right now on the par 4 10th hole. Scottie now plus 260 on BetMGM. And if you've watched the round already this morning, it just looks like quintessential Scottie Scheffler. Smooth, no stress. The ball striking's there. The putting's really good. Scotty plays like this. Everybody else is just playing for second place, quite frankly. So Scotty looking really good. Also have Tyrrell Hatton off to a nice start. He's 3 under par. Justin Rose has birdied his first three holes. He's at 3 under par. Harris English is 2 under. Another LIV golfer, Joaquin Niemann, off to a nice start. He's 2 under. How about Jordan Spieth is 2 under par so far. Max Homa, who's been like one of the worst golfers for the first 2 months of the season, off to a nice start. He's 2 under for his first three holes. And then some guys that we bet. Corey Connors is 1 under right now through 12. Morikawa is 1 under right now through 10. And that's really everybody of note so far. Cam Smith, Patrick Reed, they're even on their round. And then, as I mentioned, we got a lot of firepower coming up here over the next couple minutes. You also got Justin Thomas at 1 over par. We were heavy this week on Morikawa, and I got to tell you guys, he really hasn't played all that great so far. It's honestly pretty impressive that he's 1 under. His putter has really been saving him on a bunch of these holes with a couple of par saves. Ball striking has looked very good at times. Justin Thomas is a guy that I would keep an eye on potentially to bet maybe like a live top 20 or maybe a live top 10, JT has been terrible today so far with his ball striking, but he has been unbelievable scrambling, making some long par saves. So if he can start to find it a little bit with his driver and his irons, JT could go low here over the next couple days. So I think he could be worth a look potentially. Like the way that Corey Connors is playing, just kind of simple, steady golf, looking kind of how we drew it up, how I thought he would play this week. And then Joaquin Niemann looked really good so far too, looked really smooth. He's done this at the Masters a couple times where he started pretty fast. Thing about Niemann, though, is he doesn't have a top 10 finish in his career at a major. So that's going to be the key for Niemann, is can he continue this over four rounds? But like I said, guys, this is, it's really just Scotty's tournament right now. If Scotty continues to play the way that he's playing, he's going to win his third green jacket. Like I said, plus 260 right now on BetMGM. Rory is plus 650, getting ready to start his round in a couple minutes. Bryson and John Rahm, 16-1. Niemann is 18-1, along with Morikawa. And then Ludwig and Xander Schauffele are getting ready to start their rounds, 20-1. And then Xander is 22-1. All right, so that's what's going on so far at the Masters. Let's get into those three-ball pairings that we have going on as we do a little golfing with Glasser. We'll start with Xander Schauffele, who's literally getting ready to tee off alongside Victor Hovland and Adam Scott. So you might be able to get this one live, potentially, depending on how the tee shots go. I do like Xander, though, at plus 125. Victor Hovland's interesting this week because, again, when Victor's on his game, one of the best ball strikers, one of the best iron players, but his short game still needs a lot of work, and so much of Augusta tests your short game. It tests your scrambling, your chipping, your wedges, your putter. I've bet Hovland the last couple years here at Augusta, and that's really what limits him, is his short game just isn't as good as these other guys. So staying away from Victor. I'm staying away from Adam Scott as well. Obviously a former master champion, one of the smoothest swings in golf, great ball striker in his own right. But I really think Xander's the guy, right? We all know Xander has had the game to win major championships. After winning two last year, he finally has the confidence to go with it. Xander's usually a guy that starts pretty strong. So I think at plus 125, good bet today with Xander in his three ball alongside Hovland and Adam Scott. Then we got Rory, Ludwig, and Akshay Bhatia coming up at 1:12 p.m. Eastern time. Now, obviously, Rory, big topic of conversation this week, trying to complete the career Grand Slam. He hasn't won a major in 11 years. I like Rory a lot this week. I bet him top 10. I laid the juice with him at minus 150. I think he's going to be in contention. Talked about all week how I want a bigger price with him to win. And with the way that Scotty's playing so far, if Scotty continues doing what he's doing, Rory gets off to a little bit of a slow start in the front nine, we might end up getting a nice price on Rory. I think Ludwig, though, is a guy that I would target in this three ball. Not coming into the Masters playing all that great. His iron game has not been good, which that's usually the strong suit of Öberg's game. But he usually gets off to good starts, especially in some of these big tournaments, and then tends to fall off over the weekend. With all the pressure on Rory, usually doesn't get off to a fast start at Augusta. I think the play is on Öberg today at plus 188. I like Rory better long-term over the next 4 days, but for today, I think Ludwig plus 188 is the way that I would go. Then we got Bryson, Hideki, and Shane Lowry. What a three-ball this is going to be. Three guys that I love this week. Bryson plus 150, Hideki plus 188, and Shane Lowry at plus 190. I think you can make a case for any of these three guys. If I had to choose, I would probably go with Bryson at the plus 150. Hideki, obviously, a past champion here at Augusta, comes into this with a couple of missed cuts in his last couple starts after starting the season really strong. Just never know what you're going to get out of Hideki. And then Shane Lowry, obviously a guy that I bet to win outright this week. I think he's going to have a really good week. Bryson, though, in the past at the Masters, has gotten off to some really good starts, and his game's in a really good place. The conditions are really not all that difficult today. It is a really good day to post a nice score, to get your round going, something in the 60s. Would feel more confident in Bryson doing that today than I would Shane Lowry, and we're getting a good price at plus 150, so I'd probably go with Bryson in that three ball. Then we got John Rahm, Tommy Fleetwood, and Wyndham Clark in our next three ball. It's another good one. I had a dream last night that Wyndham Clark would be the first round leader. I woke up and it felt pretty real to me, so take that for what it is. Maybe Wyndham goes out, shoots really low today at plus 275. John Rahm, obviously a past Masters champion. We had our guy Pat Perry of the Tour Junkies on earlier this week. Said this is the ninth time that John is playing at the Masters, and this time was only the second that he didn't show up the week before Masters week, right? The only other time he didn't do that, he won the tournament. So John Rahm, not necessarily over-preparing, just showing up the week of, feeling good about his game. Think he could get off to a good start today. Tommy Fleetwood is interesting because in all these tournaments, Tommy's kind of turned into the new Xander Schauffele, where he has these prices that you don't want to bet him because you don't trust him to finish the deal. But all those same people who bet him every week, nobody wants Tommy this week. Have you heard anybody that likes Tommy Fleetwood this week? Not even to win, just to finish top 10, top 20. So I think Tommy's a little intriguing. But again, Wyndham Clark, I think the price is good enough where I would get behind him at plus 275. And then finally, Sepp Straka, Sahith Theegala, and Sam Burns, the final tee time today at 1:45 p.m. Eastern time. Sepp Straka is one of my long shots that I like this week. He was at 80-1 to win the tournament, playing really good golf, played well at Augusta the last couple of years as well. Sepp's one of the best ball strikers on tour. I think he gets off to a nice start today, so I like Sepp Straka at plus 138. All right, a promo now from our friends at BetMGM. The Masters tournament is here, and it's time to tee off for a bigger win with BetMGM. Use your token on any Masters bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if you win. Excitement is par for the course at BetMGM. Please gamble responsibly. All right, let's talk some NBA futures here. As we go off the glass, we obviously got the playoffs beginning next week with the play-in tournaments. Western Conference, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people's opinion, going to be way more interesting than the Eastern Conference playoffs this year. Feels like we're kind of on a collision course in the Eastern Conference with Boston and Cleveland. We'll see if the Knicks can potentially be a threat, or we'll see if the Pacers potentially could be a threat. I actually think the Pacers might be a better threat to the Cavs potentially, or maybe even the Pistons, than I do the Knicks to the Celtics, right? Because the Celtics are going to get that 2 seed. The Knicks are going to get the 3. So those two teams are going to get matched up in the semis, whereas we'll see how the final Eastern Conference standings play out, what happens with Milwaukee, Indiana, Detroit. But I think almost that team, who's ever the 4 or 5 seed, has a better chance of knocking out the potential Cleveland Cavaliers in the semifinal round. I still like Boston in the Eastern Conference for me. It's simple. Boston, we've seen them do it. We've seen them been there, do that with this core group of guys, Tatum, Brown, Derek White, and don't look now, but Porzingis is back, and he had 8 threes the other night. I mean, if Porzingis can come in there and contribute for Boston, we saw the kind of lift that he provided for them in the NBA Finals last year against Dallas. Imagine if they get that throughout the entire playoff. So it feels like they've kind of had this, like, Maserati in the garage that they've been waiting to unleash all season, and they finally got him back, and Porzingis just brings an entire new dynamic to this Boston Celtics team. So for me, it's Boston in the Eastern Conference. I understand if you don't want to lay minus 145. Maybe you see if potentially the Knicks get a game in Boston. It's 1-1 going back to New York. Maybe they win game 3 and you get a good price on them to win the East at that point. Or maybe the Cavs take the first 2 games at home if they play them in the Eastern Conference Finals. But it's pro-Boston for me, but it's also anti-Cleveland, because I just don't think a team can go to the NBA Finals when Donovan Mitchell is your best player. Donovan Mitchell's really good. He's not at that superstar, elite, top 10 player in the league level. He's not one of those guys. Darius Garland's really good. Evan Mobley's really good. But Cleveland just does not have that superstar caliber player. And that's what you need to win and go deep in the playoffs in the NBA. So even though Kenny Atkinson's done an awesome job, they're a great defensive team. They got a really strong starting lineup. They don't have that elite top-tier player. And because of that, I got to go with the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference. As for the Western Conference, now this is going to be interesting. OKC has been the favorite all season, and rightfully so, at minus 135. They have like the highest net rating of any team ever in NBA history. They got a superstar, one of the best players in the league, in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Chet Holmgren's awesome. Jalen Williams is really good. Been talking about it all year, though. I cannot bet OKC at this price to win the West or win the NBA Finals at plus 175 with a team that has not been there, with a team that has not proven to us that they can win an NBA championship, right? In the NBA, in professional sports in general, for me to back you to win a championship, especially at a short price like this, especially when you are the favorites, you got to prove to me that you've done it. Not only has OKC not even won an NBA Finals or even been there, they haven't even been to a Western Conference Final with this core group of players. And we saw it last year. Jalen Williams didn't really step up all that much in the playoffs. Their shooting, their perimeter shooting wasn't all that great. SGA is awesome. Their defense is terrific. But keep in mind that for a lot of these guys, this is just their second taste at postseason basketball, and they're going up against Hall of Famers and all-time players. They're going up against Steph and LeBron and Luka and Jokic and trying to take these teams down four times in a series. I think it's going to be tough. Warriors and Lakers right now in the Western Conference are kind of the next two teams up. Lakers are plus 550. Warriors are plus 600. I like the Warriors better if I had to compare the two teams. Steph's playing at an unbelievable level. Obviously has won four titles. Jimmy Butler's been a really nice addition. Steve Kerr's a great head coach. And I like him better on defense than I do the Lakers. I really think not having that big man is going to hurt L.A. Jackson Hayes is a nice player, not the kind of guy that I think you need to win a championship. It will be fun to watch LeBron and Luka together in the postseason, but I think between those two teams, I like the Warriors more so than the Lakers, and the Warriors right now would be my pick to win the Western Conference. I'm totally out on the Denver Nuggets. Jokic is the best player in the world. He's unbelievable. He's averaging a triple-double. But Jamal Murray is hurt, and the firing of Michael Malone tells me that the Nuggets are in panic mode, that they know that their season is going in the wrong direction really fast, and they panicked to try and salvage it in some way that they could. Their defense is not very good. I don't like their depth either, so I'm out on the Nuggets. I think the Clippers and the Timberwolves are two interesting teams to watch, though, right? I can't fully trust the Clippers just because, again, I know Kawhi's playing right now and he looks good, and Harden's been awesome, and Norman Powell's been awesome too. Ty Lue's one of the best coaches in the NBA. But that word trust, again, when it comes to the Clippers, can we trust them to stay healthy for 7 weeks, for 8 weeks, win a championship, get to a championship? I can't, so I can't get there with the Clippers. And the Minnesota's interesting. Obviously, this is a team that made it to the Western Conference Finals last year, made the big trade in the offseason, get rid of Karl Anthony Towns, bring in Randle, bring in DiVincenzo. It took them a little bit to get going, but Minnesota's finally got it figured out. They match up really well with some of these top teams in the Western Conference. So I think Minnesota 20-1 would be worth a look, but I like the Warriors right now at plus 600 to win the Western Conference. All right, let's get to our guy, Shani Sharp, right now for a little sports betting minute. We got live baseball going on. We got more updates at the Masters. Shani Sharp, walk us through what we got going on.
Yeah, Peach, we actually have a bunch of movement right now over at the Masters, over at Augusta here. Let me refresh my screen. Rory McIlroy just teed off with Akshay Bhatia, and who else is in this group? I can't think of the name right now, but Ludvig. Rory just bombed his right in the middle of the fairway, so that's a good start for him. We have a tie, three-way tie for first right now. Scottie Scheffler, Tyrrell Hatton, Justin Rose, all three under because Steven Yager double bogeyed the 13th hole. So he fell back to tied for fourth here. And our guy Aaron Rye, we talked about yesterday for top debutante, just birdied the 15th after bogeying the 11th, 12th, and 13th. So he's nice. Back to two under. So good movement there. Looking at the live odds right now over at BetMGM. Once again, refreshing my screen here. No shock, Scottie Scheffler at plus 250 to win right now. Rory McIlroy went from just a couple seconds ago before his tee shot was plus 650. Now it's 6-1. Bryson DeChambeau, 16-1. Still has tees off here in about 15 minutes. John Rahm, 16-1. Colin Morikawa, 18-1. Joaquin Niemann, 18-1, Ludvig, 18, Tyrrell Hatton, 20-1 are all the top ones right there. Looking over to the MLB, the White Sox are actually 0-0 right now with the man on second. And the Angels jumped on the Rays. They're up 1-0 middle of the first inning. So that's kind of what's going on right now in the world sports there, Peach.
Love it. Sean, great update there with Jaeger having a little bit of a Jaeger bomb, right? Definitely a double bogey. So not good there. Three-way ties. So, Scotty, interesting to see his odds remain at just plus 260. Crazy. Rory tees off, bombs one down the middle, already drops from plus 650 to plus 600. Also, Sean, sorry about your White Sox yesterday to lose a game like that with Talkman just, like, completely. What was it? He like tore his hamstring or something?
He like pulled his hamstring or something. You can't kill what's already dead, Peach. Like, I'm so over this team. But yeah, it was the most White Sox way to lose. I actually was driving in the car at that moment, so I wasn't watching it. And I got a text saying, like, are you okay? And I was like, why? And I looked it up, because I assumed they had already lost. And I saw him like that. This is just White Sox. But yeah, it's all right. It'll be
tough.
All right.
We're going to talk some baseball with our guy Jake Hassan coming up here in a little bit. But want to dive into some NFL because we got some draft bets that I want to talk about here from our friends at BetMGM. So if you go over to BetMGM, they have lines out available for every team in the NFL. The odds of what position they are going to select first with their first pick in the upcoming NFL draft. So the first team we'll look at is the Buffalo Bills right now. They are favored to draft a defensive lineman or pass rusher, edge rusher at minus 105. Cornerbacks up there at plus 310. You got safety at 5-1. You got offensive lineman 7-1. Wide receiver at 13-1 as well. I think it's simple for Buffalo. They got to go defense with their first pick, right? Josh Allen just won MVP. You have one of the best O-lines in football. He won MVP without having a top wide receiver, which I think suits him. Because the end of the Diggs era and that relationship, I think having an established guy like that who constantly wanted the ball was bad for Josh, that he felt like he had to force feed him. Allen was at his best this year when he just sat back and read what the defense gave him, didn't feel like he had to give it to a certain guy an X amount of times throughout the game. So I think Buffalo's going defense. Now, whether it's pass rusher, corner, or safety, again, with how many great quarterbacks there are in the AFC and the importance of getting after the quarterback, pairing somebody with Von Miller, I think that's what the Bills are going to do. So I really like them with their first pick in the upcoming draft to select a D lineman at minus 105. Then we got the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have obviously had an interesting offseason. No more Russell Wilson, he's on the Giants. No more Justin Fields, he's on the Jets. But enter DK Metcalf, who they trade for in the offseason and bring over from Seattle. So now you lose Najee Harris as well at running back. So you have Jalen Warren, you got Pickens, and you got Metcalf on the outside, and you don't know who your quarterback is, whether it ends up being Aaron Rodgers or whether it ends up being one of the young quarterbacks. I think Pittsburgh has to protect their guy under center. The defense, as we know, is really good. TJ Watt's still one of the best players in football. Minka on the back end. You have some nice young corners, good linebackers. Tomlin's a defensive guy. Steelers are always going to be solid on defense. But I think Pittsburgh needs to continue to upgrade the O-line. And at plus 500, I think that makes a lot of sense for them to do. I like that price a lot for the Steelers to draft an O-lineman with their first pick in the upcoming draft. Then we have the Cowboys at plus 130 to draft a wide receiver with their first pick. What I've noticed about Dallas the last 3 or 4 years is that all the reports that we usually get, all the people that cover Dallas, who they tell us who they think they're going to draft, ends up usually being right. And right now, what I'm seeing a majority of is that Dallas is going to select the wide receiver out of Arizona, Tet McMillan, and I think that's what they're going to do, right? I mean, Dallas needs another weapon outside of CeeDee Lamb on the outside. Dak Prescott is going to come back. He's going to start the season. You bring in Schottenheimer as the head coach. I like plus 130 for Dallas to draft a wide receiver. Maybe it's Matthew Golden who they end up going with. I think it's going to be Tet McMillan. I think that makes way more sense. I like that pick for the Cowboys, and I like the price at plus 130 as well. Chicago Bears. So fascinating what the Bears are going to do with their first selection in the draft. They're selecting 10th this year in the draft. I think we all expected it to be Ashton Jeanty out of Boise State, and it certainly could be. Right now, there are a lot of rumblings, though, that Vegas is going to get Jeanty at number 6. They obviously traded for Geno in the offseason, so they have their quarterback. You got your pass catcher and Brock Bowers. Now you need a great running back to lean on. A lot of people feel like they're going to get Jeanty at number 6, which they certainly could do. Chicago's in play at 10. They're plus 195 to get a running back. That's the favorite of what position they're going to draft. But I think there's a lot of value on Chicago to draft an O-lineman at plus 250 with their first pick. Ben Johnson comes over as the Bears head coach. Think about the Lions offense the last couple years, right, in Detroit. first things you think of, how great their O-line is, and then that dynamic running back in Jahmyr Gibbs. If Genty is there, I think Chicago goes running back because, again, having a Gibbs-type piece was so big for Ben Johnson in that offense. I think he wants that in Chicago. If they can't get Genty, though, so important to protect Caleb Williams. That was the Bears' biggest issue last year. It's great to have Romeo Doubs, and it's great to have Roma Dunze and Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. It's great to have Caleb Williams. It's not great when he has no time to throw the football. So they might even go O-line, even if Genty is still there. I think they probably go Genty. But if he's gone, certainly feel good about the Bears drafting an O-lineman. So I think it's going to be one of those running back plus 190 or the O-line at plus 250. The Lions to draft a corner is 16-1. I think that's an awesome bet. The favorite right now is for Detroit to get a defensive lineman at plus 250. They're getting Aiden Hutchinson back. They're getting DJ Reader back. Remember, the Lions were so beat up on defense last year. You can never have enough corners in the NFL. And with Aaron Glenn leaving and doing such a great job with the corners last season, I think the importance of not having a coach there to help develop those guys and maybe drafting one that's already a little more NFL ready is important to the Lions. We know they don't need any help on offense. They're going defense. The question is it up front or in the secondary? I think it's 16-1, worth a bet to take the Lions to draft a corner at 16-1. All right, let's check in with our guy Jake Hassan, host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, which you can catch right here on the BetMGM Network, coming up in about 5.5 minutes, 1:30 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Jake, we got a couple of day games going on right now, Angels Rays and White Sox Guardians. Any bets that you're sweating out?
I am actually sweating Angels money line right now at plus money. I wanted to back Jose Soriano against this Rays team. And good start, Taylor Ward lead off home run. So we're looking pretty good right now. Just got to get through the rest of the game, obviously. And I did take a little piece of Gavin Williams over 15.5 outs recorded against the White Sox because the White Sox still just find ways to lose in these Looney Tunes-ass fashions. And Gavin Williams, even though he hasn't gone past the fifth inning yet this year, still has a ton of upside. And what's a better get-right spot than against the White Sox?
Yeah, not fair enough, Jake. You were talking about the Angels. They're obviously off to a nice start this year. So are the San Francisco Giants, 9-3 to start the season. Are you buying into San Fran? Like, do you think they're legit this year?
Not yet, PJ. Like, I got to see it a little bit more. I got to see this continue for just a little bit longer. But they definitely have the makings of a really good team. I mean, they have the manager in Melvin. They have the ace in Logan Webb, who I think is a sleeper for NL Cy Young, by the way, at 20-1, 25-1. I think that price is outrageous for him. And they have the star now with Willy Adames, who I know most people don't look at and think of, wow, superstar. But they signed him to that massive contract for a reason. I would like to see it. And this is kind of what the Giants do. They're always a good team. They always have the high floor. It's just a matter of what the ceiling is. So we'll see what they do throughout the rest of the year and in the coming weeks. They have some reinforcements in the minors that I would like to see them call up, namely Bryce Eldridge. But they definitely have the foundational pieces, PJ. It's just a matter of consistency for them.
Yeah, makes sense. You mentioned Logan Webb as a guy you think's interesting for NL Cy Young. Anybody else, Jake? Skeens probably ends up winning the award, but I think some of these prices that you can get on some of these NL pitchers are pretty enticing. Anybody besides Webb that you think may be worth a bet?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of guys, actually, and maybe I'm the idiot for trying to go against Paul Skeens, but there, Logan Webb is one, for sure. The price right now is crazy, especially considering his last start against the Reds, where he had 10 strikeouts, went deep into the game, went 7 innings, shutout, looked really, really good, and he's always going to have the innings. PJ, he's always going to rack up about 200 innings pitch. He's very durable. He works deep into the games, doesn't allow a lot of home runs, which is really awesome, and builds for a nice solid floor with Logan Webb. So I've made a bet on him. I'm going to war with him. Christopher Sanchez is another one, and I've been banging the table for him for months, and he's back out to 30-1. His price dropped through his first couple of starts down to about 13-1. But Christopher Sanchez of the Phillies, I think, has the upside to be the best pitcher in that Phillies staff, and his price has dropped. But I think he's getting dinged for having an okay start against the Dodgers. Like, the books are giving him demerits and knocking his price down because they gave a couple home runs to Teoscar Hernandez. I think he pitched well in that Dodgers start on this past Sunday. So Christopher Sanchez now, I think, is a good time to jump in on him if you missed the initial price drop, because his next couple of starts, PJ, I was looking at it earlier, his next couple of starts for Christopher Sanchez, he gets to go at the Cardinals and against the Giants. So I think this price could come back down pretty quickly.
I like it. All right, Jake, real quick, tell us what you got coming up on the show. I know there's not many games, so I assume I'm going to need a lot of help from the audience today.
Yeah, we have a small slate, obviously, but we are trying to get some and corral some questions and bets from the audience that we'll talk about, and we'll also do a bunch of futures. I think AL Reliever of the Year is very interesting, and I know it's kind of funny. You're thinking April 10th, we're talking about Relievers of the Year. I think it's wide open because Emmanuel Clase looks washed, so we'll hit that. We'll hit some more NL Cy Young stuff, more in depth than we just did here, PJ, and of course some divisional stuff as well.
Make sure you check it out. Join in. Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Jake, always appreciate the time, sir.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. All right, guys, let's roll through PJ's plays here real quick on a Thursday. Alex Bregman is going to be our play in going streaking against Chris Bassett. We're at 7 in a row. He's 10 for 26 in his career against Bassett. Bregman off to a great start. He's our play in going streaking. Cade Cunningham, over 25.5 points today against the Knicks, is our prop lock. 29 points and 36 points for Cade already this year in both matchups against the Knicks. Phillies are going to be my dog of the day with Lizardo on the mound. Give me Philadelphia. And then my best bet, give me the Capitals on the money line, plus 135 against Carolina. I think the Caps are going to look like the team that we've seen for much of the year. Ovi's finally got the record. I think they go back to playing their normal game. The Canes beat them bad a week ago. I think they get revenge tonight. Give me Washington, plus 135. All right, guys, awesome show today. Enjoy the Masters. We'll talk some more tomorrow. Make sure you tune in for Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.